Well, it's good to be back. Thanks for having me back. I was probably gone just long enough where you're just starting to hope that maybe he won't come back. No, it's good to be back. I hope this makes sense. So I assume you kind of have an understanding of, in our lectionary, the readings that we read on Sundays, that there's a three-year cycle. A, B, and C. And the year A is we read mostly, almost entirely from the Gospel of Matthew. And then year B is Mark. All of the Sunday readings are from Mark. And then the year C, which we're in now, starting in Advent, is from Luke. And there are 34 Sundays in ordinary time. And all of those readings, all of those Gospel readings are from Luke, except one, and that's this one. So we, you know, the church in selecting these gospel readings really went out of its way for this reading, the gospel of the wedding at Cana. So we can kind of just ask ourselves, what's so special in this gospel from John that this is the only Sunday from this gospel in this year? Another question to ponder is the first sign. This is the first sign of Jesus's public ministry. And of all the places that Jesus could have done his first miracle, he could have healed some, you know, he did all these miracles in his lifetime, but of all the places he could have done it was at a marriage feast, at a wedding. So we can ask ourselves, you know, so the church really went out of its way to show us this gospel, this first of Jesus's signs. And it's at a marriage feast. So let's talk about marriage a little bit. First off, there are two different kinds of marriage that we see here in the readings today. The first reading shows us there's the marriage between God and his people. And it's a powerful image, strong image. There are a few different images like that in the scriptures, but one especially, the marriage between God and his people. God loves us so much that it resembles a marriage, or rather, it is truly a marriage, and our own marriages resemble this covenant of love between God and his people. And there are three characteristics, I think, that are important to that marriage. The marriage between God and his people, first off, it's intense. Or it's passionate. There's a litany to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. One of them is Jesus' burning furnace of charity. That God's love for us is a burning furnace. It's truly passionate. He loves us and will do anything for us, even be crucified for us. So that's one characteristic of God's love for us. It's intense. He loves us beyond anything we can imagine. Also, it's faithful. It's undying. It's forever. God's love endures forever for us. And then lastly, it's fruitful. Just today, just a few hours ago, we celebrated here some baptisms. There were three little boys baptized. And the love between God and his people, between God and the church, produces truly a new life. You know, these three boys were born anew. So the three things that we can see in God's marriage with humankind is it's intense, it's passionate, it's faithful, it's undying, and it's fruitful. So that's God with the church. Now, the marriage between husband and wife. What is so special about this sacrament, the sacrament of marriage, which we see in the gospel, is that it is no less than a symbol, a sign, an efficacious sign of God's love with humanity. So every one of us are that are married here, and in the whole world, they're called to imitate that same love of God with his people. And in those same three characteristics, I think we can see that it's intense. The love between a man and a woman is truly love. It's truly intense. It should be passionate. there should be nothing standing in the way between the love of a husband for his wife and the love of the wife for his her husband. It's also faithful. We see that just, you know, the marriage between a man and a woman is forever. It is unbreakable. And the church teaches that it's faithful. And we see the wickedness, the evil of marriage that is unfaithful, a spouse that is unfaithful. And lastly, fruitful. There is great blessing in a marriage that bears children and bears them for God to bring up. So intense, faithful, fruitful. Now, marriage is a beautiful, rich, and sacred sacrament. We see that it is ultimately the marriage between a man and a woman is no less than mirroring the very relationship of God with us. And husband and wife, every one of you here that are husband and wife, you do this. You are that sign of God's love to the world. You are the sign of God's love with the church, with his people. You are that sign out wherever you are. As a married couple that's faithful and fruitful and love each other intensely, you are that sign. And no matter how imperfect you might consider your union to be, your marriage to be, it is that sign, no less. And that's why, because marriage is so sacred, that's why the church celebrates it. That's why the church celebrates it in the sacrament. That's why the church protects it and preserves it. You know, you see, and that's why the church loves it. That's why the church cherishes it. There are many people that complain about the law or what the church teaches on marriage with contraception, annulments, also just the indissolubility or the unbreakableness of marriage. But all these things are the only reason that the church teaches that, because it holds marriage truly to be a sacred sign, sacred and a sign of God's love for his people. Now, of course, that's the ideal marriage. The church has the ideal, but we all know that there is such a thing called sin, and very often marriages suffer from that. There's a story. Jim and Jane, they were doing a little interview for a local paper, and the interviewer asked Jim, you know, just one of the first questions, What was your marriage like? And Jim, he just right off, he said, it was like 5 minutes. We've been married 50 years, but it was like 5 minutes. And then Jane, under her breath, said, underwater. And maybe it's true. Sometimes it just seems like marriage is either, if it could be just suffering or just falling apart, or every one of you, I don't need to tell you that marriages are not this picture perfect union that sometimes the church can make it sound like. But nonetheless, no matter how imperfect your marriage is, first off, what the church cherishes, it wants to preserve, and the church wants to help you in your marriage. And to the extent that it is not a perfect sign of God's love, which it never will be perfectly, but to that extent, the church always seeks to help you and to preserve that marriage. And one of the last things I would just call us to do is to do our part. Let's do our part to preserve this union in our society now, in our lives, in our marriages here. Let's do our part. You know, every one of us can go out of our way to encourage a marriage, especially maybe a younger marriage. Encourage them, especially if they're having hard times. We can offer to help them, babysitting or cooking, perhaps, or just whatever it can be to show some support to this union that is supposed to be that sign. And if you're in a marriage, I would highly recommend every single day taking five minutes to think. What are the good characteristics of my spouse? And thank God for them. No matter how imperfect you think your spouse may be or how imperfect your spouse is, you can always thank God for there's something there that is truly special and to be thanked God for. And then also, if we should be focusing. I think a healthy marriage. You see the spouse who truly loves his spouse, focusing not on what he or she wants, but on what the spouse wants or needs. And then lastly, just pray for your spouse. Pray if you're in a marriage, pray for your spouse. If you're not in a marriage, pray for those marriages that are around you. Or you could also, if you're anticipating marrying, pray for your future spouse. Pray, God knows who that is, and you can always be asking God's blessing upon that. So every married couple here, no matter how imperfect, is that sign. It is. It's not just some marriage. Is not some social arrangement that man and Adam and Eve thought of. You know, this might work. That God made us to do this, and so it is that sign of God's love for us. So let's remember this, and let's be intent on cherishing and preserving this sacred sign among us.